Once again, good evening to everyone.
再一次的, 大家晚安。
Thank and praise God that God has guided us this week and we can come together to study His words.
感谢神又带领我们度过这一周, 能够一同在这边敬拜他。
This evening, I would like to share a message from the book of Joel.
今天晚上我想要与大家来一同来查考约珥书。
We just finished reading Song of Solomon and are now going through the book of Joel.
我们已经 完成读雅歌书, 我们现在一同要来读约珥书。
And I think like many of the books in the minor prophets, Joel is probably not read that often.
就像许多这些小先知书, 约珥书并不是常常被我们能够来查考的。
But we thank God for our Bible reading program that we can go through the Bible about one time every 3 years.
那我们感谢在这个, 我们每日读经的这个计划之中, 我们可以3年能够这样子来读到一次。
Right, because this time when I was rereading the book of Joel, I felt that it was as relevant or more relevant than ever before.
那我这次又再一次来读约珥书的时候, 觉得, 它是非常, 跟我们现在是非常有关系的一卷书。
Right. So tonight, I would like to use this book to talk about the biblical themes of ruin, repentance, and restoration.
所以我今天想要以这一卷一同来与大家, 来查考, 关于毁灭、悔改及恢复。
The book of Joel starts to talk about, it starts by talking about how at that time, there was a great calamity.
那约珥书的一开始提到的是, 有一个灾难的道临。
Let's read the book of Joel, chapter 1, and let's read verse 4.
我们一同读约珥书第一章第四节。
Joel, chapter 1, let's read verse 4.
约珥书第一章第四节。
What the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. Please read it.
约珥书第一章第四节，茧虫剩下的蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下的男子来吃，男子剩下的蚂蚱来吃。
Let's also read verses 6 and 7.
我们也来读第六节与第七节。
Verse 6.
第六节,
For a nation has come upon my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. Verse 7.
第七节,
He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white.
第六节, 有一对蝗虫又强盛又无数，侵犯我的地。 他的牙齿如狮子的牙齿，大牙如母狮的大牙。第七节，他毁坏我的葡萄树，剥了我无花果树的皮，剥尽而丢弃，使枝条露白。Although
we don't know exactly the dates when the book of Joel was written, but we can see at that time there was a plague of locusts.
虽然我们不知道约珥书当初是什么时候写的。 可是我们可以看得出来那个时候有一个蝗虫的灾难。
And these locusts came and they ate everything.
这些蝗虫他们来到,而且他们将所有的物品, 的食物都吃了。
And verse 6 and 7, like we read, describes that locust like an army.
那在第六节与第七节这边讲到了这些, 蝗虫就像一个军队一样。
And they came and were so fierce, they laid all the fields and trees completely wasted and ruined.
他们就像, 非常厉害的军队一来了,就把所有的树跟, 所有的植物都吃光了。And
when all the vegetation is eaten, we know that famine will soon come upon the land.
那所有的这些蔬果植物被吃光了,我们就知道, 将会有, 饥荒。
We know actually in the news this past year, we also have heard about locusts swarming East Africa.
我们在去年的新闻应该也有看到，在东非也是有蝗虫的灾祸。
In fact, this year, 2021, it seems like the locusts are also coming back.
那在2021年，今年看起来蝗虫又要回来了。
Because I also just read a report on this just a couple days ago too.
我在几天前才刚读到了这样的报道。
Seems like, for example, the Kenyans, they were able to combat the locusts, but some of the neighboring countries didn't do so well. So the locusts multiplied there and are coming back.
像肯亚这个国家，他们其实对付这些蝗虫有成就，可是他们周围的国家并没有跟他们一样的成果，所以这些蝗虫在别的国家繁殖了之后又跑了回来。
And then I was reading how locusts can multiply 20-fold within 3 months.
而且我也读到了这些蝗虫他们可以在三个月之内就繁殖了20倍。
Right, and therefore, wherever they go, everything is basically eaten and gone.
所以不管他们经过了哪里，所有的食物都被吃光。
That was kind of, I think, what was going on during the time of Joel.
我想这个应该也是就像约珥书那个时候所经历的事情。
And the magnitude of this calamity was something that that generation had never seen before.
那这样规模的这些灾害是那个年代的人并没有见过的。
Let's read verse 2.
我们读第二节。
Joel chapter 1 verse 2.
约珥书第一章第二节。
Hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Verse 3.
第三节。
Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and their children another generation.
第二节，老年人啊，当听我的话，国中的居民啊，都要侧耳而听，在你们的日子或你们列祖的日子。曾有这样的事吗？第三节，你们要将这事传与子，子传与孙，孙传与后代。
God was speaking through Joel to ask the elders to think, has anything like this ever happened before in your lifetime?
神借由约珥来跟这些老年人通知他们，要让他们能够来思考，这样的日子你们曾经看过吗？
And tell your children and their future children about it.
而且要将这些事情传于子与孙。
Because it's like a once in a lifetime type of event.
因为这个是一生只能发生一次的事情。
And this calamity was very devastating.
那这样的灾难是非常令人绝望的。
It affected at least three groups of people.
这样子的灾难影响了至少有三个不同的族群。
In verse 5, it talks about drunkards.
第五节这边提到酒醉的人。
All right, so God is telling them to wake up and weep because soon you're not going to have any wine because all the grapes are gone.
神在这边提醒他们要清醒，因为过了不多久，这些酒应该就不见了。
Right. Another group that was affected, of course, were the farmers.
那另外一个族群被影响的就是农夫。
Let's read verse 11.
我们来读十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished.
十一节，农夫啊，你们要惭愧；修理葡萄园的啊，你们要哀嚎，因为大麦、小麦与田间的庄稼都灭绝了。
A third group were the priests.
第三个族群的人就是祭司。
We can see this in verse 13.
在十三节。
Right, God is telling them to gird themselves and to lament.
神在这边告诉他们要束腰，来痛哭。
Right, these three groups of people can also refer to three aspects of life.
那这三个不同族群的人也是同样是在抑制着三个不同的生活方式的人们。
Right, the drunkards can refer to a life of leisure, I guess, if you want to put it in a positive way, like when you're trying to enjoy yourself.
那第一个的酒醉的人其实就像这一些在享受生命中休闲人生的人。
Of course, from a negative point of view, this is referring to sin.
那在负面来看，其实这边所提到的就是罪。
Right. So people's leisure life, even their sinful life, has been impacted.
人们的休闲生活、私人生活其实也被罪给影响了。
The second group, farmers, can refer to just normal, your work life, your livelihood.
那农夫这边所提到的就是我们的工作的人生。
And then the priests then can refer to religious life, our worship.
那这边祭司所提到的就是我们的信仰生活。
All of these groups of people, all of these aspects of life were all affected.
那这些所有我们的生活的不同方式都有被影响到。
Now, as we read this, does this sound kind of familiar?
那我们在读这边的时候，我们有没有觉得听起来有点熟悉？
Right. I think the last 10 months, 11 months now of the pandemic here in the United States also sounds so familiar.
在过去的十个月或十一个月在美国的这些生活，我们觉得跟这个听起来有点相似。
Right. This is one of those generational events.
这是一个世纪的一个大的一个事件。
Right, this pandemic is even more widespread than other smaller epidemics like SARS or swine flu, right?
现在所发现的正在经历的这个疫情，比之前的这些 SARS 病毒或是 MERS 病毒都更要的扩大。
It's a little bit more closer to the impact that the Spanish flu had about 100 years ago, right?
这个本质上比较接近的就是在大概100年前在西班牙曾经流行过的西班牙流感。
So even if you ask some of our elderly folks, they probably have never seen something like this to this degree before, right?
我们可能跟一些比较年长的人来讨论这些事情，他们也没有见过这样子的事情。
Right, where the whole world was put on pause.
整个世界都因为这样而停止。
And then so many, millions, over a million, right, in the world now, I think have passed away.
有百万的人因为这样而去世。
Right. And this calamity really has ruined the world and has affected many people's lives.
这样的灾难已经影响了整个世界，也影响了大家的生活。
I think it affects people's leisure life.
也影响了大家的私下的休闲生活。
Right, I think many people were wanting to travel last year, but could not travel.
很多人在去年想要旅行，却不能够这样子做。
Right, if we look into...more negatively and talk about sin, right? Some locations where we know is places of sin, actually people cannot go there anymore either.
我们如果比较负面的来探讨的话，讲到了罪，那有些地方其实是充满了罪恶，是不适合我们去的。
Right. And even worldly people, they cannot go there anymore.
而且连世上的人，他们也不能够去那些地方了。
We know this pandemic has affected our work life, livelihood.
那这个疫情也是影响到了我们的工作。
Many people now are working from home.
很多人现在从家里面工作。
And then for those who cannot do that, or their jobs are not like that, they perhaps have also gone into periods of unemployment.
那有些人可能他们的工作是不能够在家来远端工作的，他们就因为这样而失去了工作。
Right, and unemployment is still a big issue everywhere.
那没有工作的这个事情仍旧在发生。
Church ministry also has been affected.
那教会的事工也是这样子被影响。
Right, religious life, we cannot...Yeah, at least we could do some congregating, but it's definitely not like before.
在信仰生活上，虽然教会我们能够聚集聚会，可是并不像以前一样。
Right, in verse 13, God was saying, you know, right now in the house of God, there's no more grain offerings, no more drink offerings.
就像在十三节这边讲到了，在神的殿中已经断绝了素祭和奠祭。
Right, because there's not going to be any more grain, and there's not going to be any more, the fruits that, to make the drink offerings.
因为要来献祭的这些植物跟物品已经都不见了。
So same thing for our church ministry. A lot of it cannot be done right now. Yeah.
这个就像我们现在的教会事工，很多事工都已经没有办法进行。
Right.So this is, when I read it this time, I just felt like it was basically if you just replace locusts with COVID, it's almost describing our times.
那我再一次在读约珥书的时候，只要我们把蝗虫拿掉，把这个新冠病毒放进去，其实就非常符合我们现在的状况。
Now let's think about,For Joel's time, why did God allow this calamity, this generational calamity to happen?
那我们一起来思考，在约珥那个时候，为什么神允许这样世纪这么大的这个灾难发生？
Right, why did God allow the land to be ruined?
为什么神允许这一个土地这样子被毁坏？
As we enter into chapter 2, we see that it was kind of a forewarning.For the so-called day of the Lord.
那我们从第二章这边可以看到，其实神有点在预先在警告他们，就是神来的日子。
God was using the calamity of the locusts to let people know there's an even greater day that's coming.
神利用蝗虫的灾难这件事情，要来让他们知道将有更大的日子将要来到。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
我们来念第二章第一节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 1.
约珥书第二章第一节。
Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand.
约珥书第二章第一节。你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹出大声，国中的居民都要发震。因为神的日子将到，已经临近。
Let's also jump to verse 11.
我们来看十一节。
Joel 2, verse 11.
约珥书第二章十一节。
The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?
第二章十一节。神在他军旅前发声，他的队伍甚大，成就他命的是强盛者，因为神的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
So again, both of these verses mentions the so-called the day of the Lord.
在这两节都有提到了神的日子。
I know I've preached on this topic before.
我曾经在这个主题上讲过。
And we know that throughout the Old Testament,we can see this phrase.
那在旧约很多时候我们可以看到这样子的话语。
And this phrase can refer to at least two things.
那这样子的话语可以提到的有两件事情。
The first aspect of the day of the Lord is referring to a day of God's judgment.
第一个我们所提到的主的日子，提到的就是神的审判。
Right, that so it's used in the Old Testament to remind like the Israelites or other nations that God's judgment is coming.
在旧约中，这个就是来提醒以色列或是其他的国民的神将要来临。
That either Israel or these other nations have become proud.And then therefore, the day of the Lord will come upon them.
不管是以色列民或是其他的人，只要大家骄傲的话，神的日子将要来临。
Right. The other aspect of the day of the Lord is positive.
那第二个讲到神的日子的看的讲解是比较正面的。
Right. So the day of the Lord can also refer to a day of hope and restoration.
神的日子提到的其实是盼望跟 复兴。
So ultimately, this is a prefiguration of Jesus' second coming.
那其实这个所预表的就是神的第二次来临。
Right, when Jesus comes again, it also embodies these two aspects.
耶稣再临的时候就有带有这两个同样的意义。
On one hand, it will be a judgment of the whole world.
在一方面，它将是全世界的审判。
And those who were proud and evil, will be destroyed.
那这一些邪恶并骄傲的人将会被毁灭。
But on the other hand, is a day of hope and restoration for the people of God.
那另一方面来讲，就是这些神的子民，他们将有盼望以及复兴。
Right. So the book of Joel, when it talks about this day of the Lord, it also has both of these aspects to it.
那在约珥书这边所提到的神的日子，也同样带有这两个意义。
So when we read Joel chapter 2, from verses 1 through 11.
所以我们读到约珥书第二章第一节到十一节。
This emphasizes a lot about God's judgment.
这边强调了非常多的神的关于神的审判。
All right, let's read chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Joel chapter 2, verse 2.
约珥书第二章第二节。
A day of darkness and gloominess. A day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will there ever be such after them, even for many successive generations. Please read.
约珥书第二章第二节，那日是黑暗、幽冥、密云、乌黑的日子，好像晨光铺满山岭。有一对蝗虫又大又强，从来没有这样的，以后直到万代也必没有。
Here, God is warning through Joel that a day of judgment is coming.
这边神在警告约珥，神的审判的日子将要来临。
And there will be invading armies like locusts that will come upon the land.
那有这一个侵略的军队，就像这一对蝗虫要来。
Yeah, and this eventually will destroy the land too.
那最终这个军队他们将会毁坏这个土地。
And that's why, as we read in verse 11, the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it?
就像十一节这边我们也读到了神的日子大而可畏，谁能当得起呢？
Right. So since this day of the Lord is coming, God wants them to repent.
神的日子将要临近，所以神要他们能够悔改。
Right. So I think when we start to read from verse 12 to verse 17, this is a call to repentance.
在十二节到十七节这边讲到的就是他呼吁百姓要悔改。
Right. And we can see the repentance that God is pleased with has some key characteristics.
神所喜悦的悔改有一些特点。
Verse 12 emphasizes it must be with all of our heart.
在十二节这边写到要一心归向神。
And it's combined with fasting, weeping, and mourning.
而且同时他们应当要禁食、哭泣、悲哀。
Right. And verse 13 again re-emphasizes the key is your heart. Right.
在十三节再次的强调重点就是我们的心。
It's not just to tear your clothes in fasting, weeping, and mourning.
并不是只有要撕裂衣裳或是禁食哭泣。
The most important thing is to tear your heart.
最重要的是要撕裂我们的心。
To realize where we may have strayed away from God.
要知道我们可能在哪个地方走偏了离开神。
And then we can return to God.
所以这样我们才能归回神。
And this type of repentance is not just for any individual.
这样子的悔改并不是只是个别的。
Right, from verse 17 to verse 15 to 17, this is a plea to have everyone gather together to fast and repent.
在十五节到十七节这边提到了是大家要聚集一同来悔改。
Right, even the elders, even the children and nursing babes.
甚至于老者或是这些正在吃奶的孩童们。
Even those who are getting married and supposed to be very joyous day, they should also gather for fasting and repentance.
即使可能是刚新婚的新郎新妇，他们也应该要聚集一同来悔改。
And then even more so, the priests need to also repent and fast with them.
更进一步的，这些祭司他们也应该要加入一同来悔改。
Right, so this is what God was trying to see from his people at this time.
这是神在那个时候他所想要见到的这一些他的人们。
He allowed the land to be ruined.
他容许他们的土地被这样子毁坏。
It's because he wants them to know the day of the Lord, even worse days coming.
因为他要让他们知道神的日子更糟的日子将要来临。
Therefore, repent. Everyone repent.
所以大家都应该要来悔改。
So, when a generational event like this happens, we cannot lose and neglect God's message.
当像世纪这么大的这世代这么大的这个灾祸这样发生的时候，我们不能够这样来忽略了神的信息。
Right, so I think it's the same with our current circumstances.
这个跟我们现在刚发生的事情是一样的。
Right, this pandemic has been going on, it depends on how you count, but basically about a year already, right?
这个疫情不管我们怎么样子来看，都已经发生了快要一年。
It's like something we've never experienced before.
这是空前我们没有经历过的事件。
But we cannot forget God's essential message for us, his people.
可是我们不能忽略了神要给我们子民的最基本的一些信息。
Actually, if we think about the messages that were preached and we heard last March, last April.
我们想想看在去年三月我们所宣传的这些道理。
Of course, we did emphasize how we need to have peace. We can have peace in God.
虽然我们那时候有强调我们要能够在主里有平安。
Right, not to be anxious, to trust in him.
不要担心要信赖神。
But there are also many messages related to repentance.
我们也当时有许多的信息是提到了要悔改。
Right, especially like when we study the Bible and see why God allows plagues and pandemics to happen, pestilence to happen.
当我们查考圣经，我们发现神是为何让瘟疫跟这些灾难发生。
Right, it's for us to reflect and consider in this day of adversity.
因为神要我们能够反省，能够来思考在这个日子中。
And so the book of Joel has the exact same message too.
那在约珥书有同样的信息。
Right. Every one of us, we need to pause and really think about our ways.
我们每一个人都应该要停下来好好思考自己的行为。
Right. Again, it's very easy to hear, but it's hard to do.
很容易能够来听讲道理，可是很困难的来行出来。
And it takes time to really do it well, to repent well. Right?
而且我们要花时间能够好好的悔改，好好的来行出来。
A couple of weeks ago, in the winter time, we had the student spiritual convocations.
在冬季的时候，我们刚举行了学生灵恩会。
I think for many of the students, those who really put their heart to it, I think they found it very, very beneficial.
我们发现如果是有心来参加的这些学生，他们都得到了非常多的帮的成果。
And I think part of it is because they can really spend, you know, 5 days, 6 days in a row to do a deep cleaning in their heart.
应该可以这样说，是因为他们花了五天或六天的时间，能够将自己的心里面好好的清洁了一次。
Right, and then to continually day by day learn God's word and to be filled by His Spirit.
而且能够继续的每日将神的灵浇灌在他们的心中。
Some students have reflected in the past that, you know, when they look back, actually sometimes 1 week of repentance still is not enough.
有些学生他们还曾经反省说，只有这个一个星期的这样子的悔改并不够。
Right. So, you know, right now, maybe some of us, we've gotten used to the pandemic, right?
可能有些我们可能已经好像已经开始习惯了这个疫情。
Right, and it's just kind of a part of life now, right?
好像是我们生活中就这样子跟它共处。
But again, let's not forget what God's message is.
可是我们不要忘记了神的道理是什么。
Right, we need to reflect on this ruin before us and repent if we really need to.
我们应该要看着眼前的这些毁坏的状况来反省，能够来悔改。
Don't just be a bystander, because it hasn't personally affected you yet. Right?
不要因为没有我们自己本身亲自并没有被影响到，就当一个旁观者。
Right. Let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
我们这边放个书签，我们来看路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章。
Let's read verses 1 through 5.
第一节到第五节。
Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5.
路加福音十三章第一节到第五节。
There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Verse 2.
第二节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? Verse 3.
第三节。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Verse 4.
第四节。
Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? Verse 5.
第五节。
I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Here we can see when Jesus was in his ministry, there were some of his followers that were asking him a question.
我们可以看到这边耶稣在他宣道的时候 有的人跑来问了耶稣这件事情。
Or they, at least they brought up some of the current events that were happening at the time.
或是他们提出了他们那个时候正在发生的这个事实。
One of the news at that time in the Jewish community was how some Galilean Jews, they were killed when they were making sacrifices in the temple.
因为那个时候有个事情发生，就是加利利的这一些犹太人，他们在献祭的时候发生了死亡的事情。
Right, so obviously the people asking were not directly affected. They were not killed themselves.
当人来问这个问题的人，他并没有被杀害。
But Jesus wanted to make a point very clear to them.
可是耶稣在这边，他要强调这个事情，跟他们说。
He wanted them to really think about this event.
他要他们好好的思考这件事件。
And not just to put their focus on those people who died.
并不是只是看着这些这些死掉的这些人。
But put their focus on their own selves.
将他们的眼光放在他们的身上。
Right? Don't think that these people died because they were worse sinners.
不要以为说这些人他们死亡是因为他们是罪人。
The more important thing is, hey, what happens if calamity comes upon you? Will you be able to go to heaven?
神要他们想的是，如果这件事情发生在你的身上的话，那会是怎么样呢？
Right? So, therefore, he says, unless you repent,Right? You will all likewise perish.
所以这边耶稣他说，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Jesus also had a very similar conclusion when he talked about another incident that happened at that time, the tower in Siloam falling.
耶稣其实那个时候他也有提到了另外一个跟这个西罗亚楼倒塌非常相似的一个事件。
Right, so the conclusion again was,Don't just be a bystander and pointing your fingers at these people.
那这些事件的结论都是一样，就是不要成为一个旁观者，好像这些事情跟我们无关。
Right, but really think about it. If we don't repent, we will also perish.
其实好好的思考，我们若不悔改，我们都会如此灭亡。
So the book of Joel is saying essentially the same thing, right?
那约珥书其实也是同样的事情。
Calamity fell upon those people at that time.
那个时候灾难这样子降到了他们的身上。
Now we are going through calamity and adversity too.
我们现在也一同一样是经历了这一些灾难。
And the most important message is repentance.
那最重要的这个信息，我们要学习的就是要悔改。
Right. So again, I think it's very easy to, and very quickly, I mean, this can go through our ears and then out the other. Yeah.
我觉得这个很容易，我们就左耳进右耳出。
But we hopefully, we really can spend some time to pause and think about this whole past year, right? And think about what God is still trying to tell us.
可是其实我们应该要停下来，好好的思考过去的这一年，神要给我们的信息是什么。
Right. And let's also not forget, there is the day of the Lord that is coming.
而且不要忘记神的日子将要临近。
So like this is, again, more of the negative side, the judgmental side of the day of the Lord.
这个是比较负面的关于审判的这个神来的日子。
Right. But as we mentioned, the day of the Lord also is something very hopeful.
那我们也有提到神的日子也是非常带有盼望的日子。
So when we go back to Joel, the rest of the book is very hopeful.
那我们回到约珥书来看的话，其实书中其他非常地方非常多的地方都是提到了盼望。
All right, let's go to Joel chapter 2.
我们来看约珥书第二章。
And let's read verse 18.
Okay. 第二章十八节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 18.
约珥书第二章十八节。
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. Verse 19.
十九节。
The Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. Please read.
约珥书第二章十八节。神就为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。十九节，神应与他的百姓说：“我必赐给你们五谷、新酒和油，使你们饱足。我也不再使你们受列国的羞辱。”
What we find is that, when we repent, God will respond.
我们这边可以看到，当我们悔改，神会对此做出回应。
When we repent, the day of the Lord is not something scary.
我们悔改的话。神的日子并不是让我们惊恐的日子。
Right, but the day of the Lord is something very hopeful and a day we actually look forward to.
神的日子是充满了盼望，是我们非常期盼的日子。
Because look at this, God says he'll be very zealous for his land and pity his people.
这边提到神他为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。
Right, he will.Restore the grain and the new wine and oil.
他并且会赐给他们五谷、新酒跟油。
And to satisfy his people again.
使他们能够再次饱足。
And to remove all types of shame and reproach.
也帮他们移除了所有各式各样的羞辱。
In verse 25, it says, All of your lost years, your lost time and productivity, it will be restored.
在二十五节写到了我们所失去的这些年所吃的，神都要补还。
When you go into chapter 3,
我们看到第三章，
God promises how he will fight for Judah and her enemies.
神这边允许他应允了他要他将要为以色列民跟犹大来攻打。
Yeah, he will fight for Judah and fight against the enemies of Judah.
他会为了犹大还有以色列来与他们的敌人为他们来攻打。
Right, and eventually Zion and Judah will be once again very glorious.
那在最终锡安他们将会非常的荣耀。
Right. This is the beautiful reaction and the beautiful restoration that God has planned for those who turn back to him.
这边是美好的恢复的状态或是复兴的状态，神最后将要应允给他们的。
So today, if we can really heed the warning of God and repent, there's a very beautiful future for us.
如果我们能够看得出来，能够抓住神的信息能够来悔改， 神将会有赐给我们这一些希望。
And I think when we hear the message in Joel, I think we can find this is very similar to the gospel.
当我们看到这个约珥书其中的信息，我们觉得跟我们所听到的福音是非常相似的。
Right. Initially, we were all ruined by sin.
我们起初我们都是被罪所毁坏的。
But then through repentance, we are reconciled with God.
那借由悔改，我们能够与神再次和好。
And eventually, we will enter into the heavenly kingdom when the restoration of all things will come.
最终我们能够进入神的国，能够再一次的来复兴。
And so through in this process, God will also satisfy us.
那这样子的这个经过，神也是会这样子补还给我们。
So I think in this process, one of the probably more famous verses in Joel are in verses 28 through 32.
那在约珥书这边比较有名的就是在28节到32节这边。
This is where God promises he will pour out his spirit on all flesh.
这边神讲到他会将他的灵浇灌在所有的人身上。
And then your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老人要做异梦。
Yeah, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions.
你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。
God is going to pour out his spirit on all of his servants during those days.
神会将他的灵浇灌他的仆人和使女。
Right. And it will eventually come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那最终所有将神的名称为圣的都必得救。
Right, because in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance.
在锡安山，在耶路撒冷，在那边就会有逃脱的人会得救。
So this section, of course, is so relevant to us today in the as we enjoy the gospel.
那这段跟我们今日所接受的这一个福音是非常有相关的。
Truly, when we return to Jesus, repent, he will pour out his spirit upon us.
当我们归回神，当神将他的灵浇灌的时候，我们就能够有这样子的经历。
Right, and we can even have miraculous experiences and prophesy and dream and have visions.
那我们也能够有神迹奇事，能够看见异象。
This is not only fulfilled during the apostolic era, but continually fulfilled today in the end times.
所以这个并不是只有在使徒时代有实现，在这个末世也将要实现。
So this the overall messages in Joel really I think apply to our current day events.
总体来说，约珥书他所要给我们的信息非常能够让我们应用在现在的世界上。
And for us who are partakers of the gospel,
我们是接受了神的道理的人。
Let us continue to remember.
让我们能够一同继续来记住。
We were once ruined by sin.
我们可能曾经被罪来毁坏。
But we just need to continue to repent.
我们要能够继续来悔改。
And eventually, we will be restored.
最终我们将会恢复，能够复兴。
We thank God that we can review these messages in Joel.
感谢神，我们今天能够一同来查考约珥书。
We're going to conclude now with a prayer together.
我们现在要一同以祷告来做结束。
Again, I want to encourage everyone to just reflect on this past year.
再一次的，我想要鼓励大家能够来反省思考过去这一年。
And let's not become deaf or so used to this, the message that God actually has trying to been telling us this whole time.
我们不要变成眼睛看不见，没有办法能够看清楚神所要传达给我们的信息。
Yeah, if there are things we need to change and repent of, then we need to do that well. Yeah.
如果有些事情我们需要悔改，需要改变，我们就应该要去做。
But in the end, God our relationship will be restored.
最终我们与神的关系就会再次恢复。
Yeah. Let's now kneel down and pray.
我们一同跪下祷告。